I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 23rd. Altair is the brightest star in the constellation known as the Eagle, and one of the 12 brightest stars in the night sky. But a fainter star that appears just above it as night falls is actually a whole lot brighter. It only looks fainter because it's a whole lot farther away. Terra Z looks only about 1/6 as bright as Altair, but it's 35 times farther than Altair. When you take that into account, Terra Z shines a couple of hundred times brighter. Over the past few years, astronomers have refined the distance to the star using observations from Gaia, a European space telescope. It's measuring the distances to more than a billion stars and compiling detailed profiles of many of them. Gaia determines a star's distance by measuring its parallax. It observes a star at 6-month intervals when Gaia is on opposite sides of the Sun. The star appears to move back and forth a tiny bit against the background of more distant objects. The angle of that shift reveals the star's distance. Gaia found that Terra Z is a couple of hundred light years farther than astronomers had thought. That means it's also bigger and brighter than thought, and much more impressive than nearby Altair. Watch Terra Z as it leads Altair across the sky on summer nights. The stars are low in the east as darkness falls, due south in the wee hours of the morning, and high in the southwest at dawn. Tomorrow, planets in the dawn sky. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.